Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw a large crowd coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what is these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. And when they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather all the fragments left over, so nothing is wasted." So they collected and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "Truly, this is a prophet, the one who has come into the world." Since Jesus knew they were going to carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. In our gospel this morning, we see that the disciples get a little bit stressed. They look out and they see all the people who are hungry, who need food, and they go to Jesus for his wisdom and advice. And what does Jesus tell them to do? He tells them, have them to sit down. In other words, he's telling us, relax. I've got it covered. Because it's very easy for all of us to get stressed a little bit, isn't it? And sometimes we worry, we get overwhelmed with work or school, and sometimes we make things bigger in our mind and our hearts than what it actually is. So Jesus loves each of us so much. He sees how much we have on our plate. He sees how much work we have to do, how much homework we have to do. And Jesus is telling all of us today, don't stress about it. It's all going to come together at the end of the day. Easier said than done, I know, right? So what I want us to do this morning, after we heard this beautiful gospel where Jesus never, ever forgets about his people, he always gives them exactly what they need. I want us to think of one area in our life that we need help with right now. Maybe we're overwhelmed with homework. Maybe we're overwhelmed with all the activities we have on the weekend, family stuff, work stuff. And I want us to think of one area in our life that we're going to ask Jesus to help us with, okay? So let's bow our heads right now. And let's remember that Jesus is telling us he's always going to help us. So one thing in our life that we're feeling overly busy with, and let's give that to Jesus right now.